Moving on to action item number five, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for fourth quarter of fiscal year 2011. John Hawes.
This is a report we bring each quarter to you all. Again, it's, as I've mentioned before, it's required under the Public Funds Investment Act to report to the governing body the performance and provide information on our investment portfolio. Again, you receive detailed schedules in your diligent materials. This is just where I've just showed very, very summarized comparison of sort of what our total portfolio looks like in dollar amount and book value, and then what the average yield of maturity. You can see that for this particular quarter that ended August 31st, there was very little change in the book value. Pretty much our inflows matched our outflows for this quarter, which is what we would expected to happen. In the next quarter, I think you'll actually see when we do the first quarter of the next year, that perhaps may go up because we do a lot of our billing for our water customers. We get our money in the next quarter in September and October and such. So there may be a slight uptick. $149 million, you just saw a minute ago, was $99 million. The difference is the $99 million is our unrestricted money. It's the money we really have discretion to use and spend. The other $50 million are restricted funds. They're either bond proceed funds that are dedicated for that, or they're some of our customers' money on our cost reimbursable contracts that we hold for them, or reserve funds and the like. So that's the difference there. But our total portfolio is about $150 million of all types of funds. You can see the average yield of maturity continues to go down just slightly, as I mentioned, as we try to reinvest. Almost all of our investments continue to be in certificates of deposit, collateralized certificates of deposit, which are far and away the best investment avenue for us at this point, treasuries and agency securities, which we used to do a few years back, yields are so low that it makes sense. We are allowed under the Public Funds Investment Act to invest in CDs as long as they're collateralized or guaranteed by the FDIC, which all of these are. So that's where over 80% of our portfolio, nearly 90% of our portfolio is in CDs to try to get it. So we work pretty hard to try to squeeze every amount of interest earnings we can out of the money. It's obviously a difficult market to do that. But anyway, that's a summary of that. I'd be happy to answer any questions there.